Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLuca. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Monday, August 26th. It has been a busy day around here. Obviously, Jaguars roster cuts began. The Jaguars traded Travis Gibson to the Seattle Seahawks. We also had practice this afternoon, and head coach Doug Peterson speaking with the media. So we're going to dive into that here today. Jaguars practice recap, Doug Peterson press conference recap. Really appreciate y'all being here. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. So Christian Kirk is back. He was back on the practice field today. Doug Peterson said it before practice that Christian Kirk would be able to go out there and be able to practice this week. And so he doesn't look like he's hampered at all. So Christian Kirk back for the Jacksonville Jaguars, which is huge. He is, in all likelihood, still going to be, if not their leading receiver, top one, two in terms of targets on this football team. As a slot receiver, the value he provides for this Jaguars team is huge. Like, he's a leader. He runs routes incredibly well. There's a number of routes that he excels on. And then he's also really good just finding the soft spots in zones. The slot fade, you've seen it a ton. So getting Christian Kirk back out there, you know, you have Christian and Evan Engram as your two guys that have really been here and been with Trevor Lawrence for the last few years, been in this offense for the last few years. This football team needs those players, right? Daniel Thomas is still down. Doug Peterson was asked about that. Did not see Keelan Robinson out there today either. I think that he's still dealing with the toe injury. So it's going to be interesting to see, is he going to be an IR guy? Is he going, we'll see. Not sure exactly what's going to happen with Keelan Robinson, who was a draft pick by the Jaguars this year. Andrew Wingard, Dewey Wingard, still down, obviously. Doug Peterson mentioned he'll probably be out the same amount of time as Tashaun Gibson, who is suspended for the first 6 weeks. Eric Armstead, he is practicing, which is great. Jaguars want to have him ready to go for week one against the Miami Dolphins, which is, you know, just under 2 weeks away now. It's September 8th. So you've got this upcoming weekend, the Jaguars will have off, no games, no preseason, no nothing. And then the next Sunday, it's Jags at Dolphins in Miami. It's going to be a big-time football game there. A little bit lighter out there today in terms of how many players, about 11 guys no longer there that were with the team Friday night. If you want to check out those roster cuts, you can go check out the video that we put out earlier. Obviously, Trevis Gibson not there. You did see some boxes with players' names on them, guys that got cut by the football team. So it's an unfortunate situation at this point in the year. And Doug Peterson talked about the Trevis Gibson trade. He said, when teams have needs and they call you and you have good players, you're going to listen. He said, it's no different than, you know, free agency, the draft, any other time period of the year where teams are really looking to add talent to their rosters. The Seahawks did just trade Daryl Taylor to the Chicago Bears, which is ironically where Trevis Gibson started his career. But the Jaguars are trading Trevis Gibson to the Seattle Seahawks for a day three pick. He said Gibson did an outstanding job for them, but they really like their young guys and obviously their starters. Josh Hines-Allen, Trayvon Walker, Eric Armstead's going to rotate at defensive end a lot as well. And then you talk about the young guys, Miles Cole, DJ Coleman. But Doug Peterson said that he talked to Trevis Gibson this morning and he's happy and he's excited for the opportunity. You know, I think the Jags probably liked what they saw from their young guys enough that maybe Trevis Gibson wasn't going to be the edge three in their mind. Again, I thought he was their third best edge player pretty clearly. But when you have a young player like Miles Cole, another young guy like DJ Coleman, that Doug Peterson says have improved a lot, and he says it's a good situation with those guys. So I obviously take what he says at face value, and I do think that both of those players have impressed at times throughout camp, and certainly Miles Cole has been very impressive in these preseason games. I've talked about it every single week. I've been pleasantly surprised with how he's looked, and he's physically unbelievable, right? He's a big-time athlete, great length, great size, but on tape at Texas Tech, you saw some refinement was needed. I think you've been seeing him really taking to coaching. And Doug Peterson talking about some of the cuts in general, I think you can really tell that he's a former backup quarterback and that he has the perspective, the experience, and really the reverence to this type of situation where so many players that have worked so hard are losing jobs. He has the respect for what these guys are going through, and I think it's tough for him. So I always appreciate a coach who has like a level of humility and experience and, you know, humbleness going into this type of situation. Cause even though the Jaguars have already moved on from 11 players, they've got about 27 more that they're going to have to 25, 27 more, depending on the IR situation that they're going to have to move on from. And I did just wanted to touch on this before we continue. The players union just informed teams that they vetoed the new rule. So it was going to be where if you had a third quarterback, if you have two quarterbacks on your active roster, your game day roster, and you have a third quarterback on your practice squad, that quarterback, in case of emergency, was going to be able to play in a game for you without having to be activated to the active roster, right? The NFL Players Union vetoed that rule. So you're no longer going to be able to have a quarterback that has an unlimited amount of call-ups from the practice squad in case of injury. So that's going to potentially change some roster math for teams, and it could impact the Jaguars, you know, with CJ Beathard. We'll not see how that's going to play out. But getting back to what Doug Peterson was talking about today, he said after they get it down to 53 and then get their practice squad set up, they'll get into that real in-season feel, because like right now there's still about 80 guys out there. They'll get into that real in-season routine and really prep for Miami and get ready for that football game. As we know, they have already begun prepping a little bit for Miami, at least within the coaching staff, but they'll get hot and heavy into that. Talked about Trayvon Walker being an absolute sponge, says you see him show up, all the coaching points, you see him taking those to heart and working on those, and you can see it. Like when he's coached up on something, he goes out there and he does it. And he says, you know, the length, the power, the explosiveness, speed, athleticism, physicality, all that good stuff, says you're seeing it show up in the games. And he's really excited about Trayvon Walker. And I think Jags fans should be too. It's a talented young man, unbelievably athletic and gifted, and had a nice step forward in year two. I think he's going to take even another step here in year three. Was asked about the comment about Mac Jones kind of reverting back to the Patriot way at sometimes, and some folks thought that that was maybe like a dig at the Patriots. But Doug clarified that and said he's just talking about terminology. Like, and Doug Peterson was a backup quarterback on multiple teams.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Says sometimes even when you're, you know, really locked in, there's just moments where like a little bit of terminology or hand signal will revert back to where you were prior to your current stop. He said that's what he's been talking about or was talking about with Mac Jones, and that they love what he has brought to the quarterback room and they're really happy to have him here and he's done a great job. My biggest takeaway from the whole press conference was actually a question John Shipley asked him about Trevor throwing more from under center. You know, more passing plays from under center. And I liked Doug Peterson's answer a lot. He said a couple different things, but the most important thing, in my opinion, was it balances the offense a little bit and it gets rid of indicators between run and pass. If teams don't know what you're doing, that's generally a good thing, right? If defenses don't know exactly what you're doing, that's a good thing. And the Jaguars tried to run a lot of outside zone from the gun last year. I think if they're able to get under center more, not only for passing plays, but also running plays, I think they should be more successful on outside zone. I think that the emphasis on the run blocking has obviously been clear, and we'll talk about that as well. But teams really struggle to run outside zone from the gun. And the Jaguars did it quite a bit last year. If they're getting into those outside zone looks more from under center, I think that will benefit Travis Etienne in the running game, certainly. And talking about that running game, I asked Doug Peterson about the top five offensive linemen, you know, the starting five being able to get out there against the Atlanta Falcons for the first time this preseason, and asked him if he was pleased with the run game. He said that there was very good communication. He liked seeing guys rolling off the ball, playing physical. They're still going to clean some things up today and earlier this week from some of the little mistakes that they saw, but he liked what he saw. I liked what I saw as well from the running game, and I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get into the offensive standouts here today from that football game, but I do think that the run blocking was a bright spot from that game. I thought you saw Ezra Cleveland and Cam Robinson combine to open up a nice hole for Travis Etienne on that. I think it was a 19-yard gain off to the left side for Travis Etienne. And you saw several other moments where the offensive line was able to crease that defensive front. And yes, it was against backups, but that's the opponent that they had to face on Friday night. Now they got to do it against starters against Miami, and obviously Miami's going to be down Bradley Chubb. We'll start previewing that game here in the next week or so, but I thought it was a good start for the starting five offensive line. I did. I thought that they looked like they know what they were doing for the most part. The one play I did not like was where they have a lot of moving parts in their offensive line, a lot of guys pulling, a lot of movement. Brenton Strange lined up in the backfield having to take on a defensive tackle. That does not sound like a good matchup for a run game situation, in my opinion. And it did not end up going well. So maybe we need to refine that call, change that look a little bit. But other than that, I did think the running game was very impressive overall. He was asked about Anton Harrison and said he was one of the bright spots of camp. So, I can certainly agree. I think Anton Harrison is headed for a very good rookie year, second year after what was a good rookie season. Talked about how the approach they had this offseason in training camp with no depth chart, he thought that was really about a psyche thing for players. Like when players are worried about the depth chart and how far they are back in line at a certain position, that kind of is counteractive to them actually going out there and playing their best football. That if they're going to be called upon, no matter when it could be in a game or in a practice, that he thinks that that's going to help them get the best out of these players and see what they really can do. And so it'll be interesting to see if that has any sort of impact on the Jaguars' depth this year. Like if these depth guys do have to get in and play some football, will they be more ready because of the Jaguars' approach this offseason? We'll see. He was asked about the offensive line depth and he says he's very happy with it. But he brought up five players from a depth perspective on the offensive line specifically. Cole Van Lannen, Walker Little, who he said is really a starter in this league, but, you know, unfortunately, he's a backup right now. Cooper Hodges, Blake Hance, and Javon Foster. So did not mention Luke Fortner or Tyler Shatley. Does that mean anything for them? I don't know. I would still expect Luke Fortner to be a backup on this roster, even though I don't think that he's better than those players mentioned. And I have already told y'all, I don't think that Tyler Shatley is going to make it this year. But we're going to find out here in the next day or so how that Jaguars 53 is going to look. Talking about actual practice. So media is now only getting the first four periods to view practice, which means you can't really get any takeaways other than who is practicing, who's not practicing, and then obviously in the press conference, what coaches say beforehand. I was looking to see if maybe anyone else was not out there that should be out there based on what we know so far, but I didn't see anything notable there. So really, again, just not going to be able to glean much from these practices in season. But I do think listening to Doug Peterson and reading between the lines of what he's saying a little bit can certainly be helpful. And I really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube, get access to some cool perks, help support the channel. Y'all have a good one.